While many have given up the internet economy for dead, a substantial number of companies managed to survive. Some are even doing well. 80 publicly traded dot-coms and internet companies were profitable in the fourth quarter last year. Despite the war in Iraq and the sluggish economy, there is a widespread belief in the industry that more survivors will stop shrinking and begin to grow, Joel Obermeyer reports.
Step into this warehouse in southern New Jersey, and it's as if you've beamed back to 1999. It belongs to drugstore.com, an internet company that is filling as many as 4,000 prescriptions a day, as well as sending out everything from antacids to toilet paper. The building has 7 acres of floor space. Conveyor belts move bins to packing stations. Each represents a single order. In one corner, a 6-foot-high machine counts out pills and screws tops on pill bottles. Unlike a regular pharmacy, most prescriptions are mailed in or faxed from doctor's offices. Bob Barton is the company's chief financial officer. While the company hasn't made money yet, he is comfortable they will be profitable by year end, even factoring in the war in Iraq and the slow economy.
Every quarter has been, you know, one step closer to profitability. You know, consistent sales growth, growth in gross margin. So everything is going in the right direction.
Drugstore.com has burned through more than $250 million of investors' money. The company is still here because it was quick to rethink things when the technology bubble burst. They laid off people to conserve cash, then they looked for cheaper ways to attract customers. The company developed a partnership with the drugstore chain Rite Aid. Now Rite Aid customers can order directly from the .com. Bob Barton.
We changed our model from, you know, get big fast to get profitable faster.
Other survivors tell a similar story. They've been through the equivalent of a 50-year flood, so the war in Iraq and the sluggish economy haven't fazed them much. Steve Berkowitz is with AskJeeves.com. The company laid off 2/3 of its workforce. That enabled it to record its first profit ever at the end of last year.
And the fact that we've survived this and actually thrived in this, it's toughened up people. It gave us the ability to get out of the survivor syndrome quicker and to think of it now more as now we're actually on a growth curve.
With so many competitors out of the way, it's easier to expand as soon as an opportunity comes along. Another look at drugstore.com's warehouse provides an example. Supervisor Jackie Riggs points out a pallet stacked high with boxes. Inside are yellow plastic sex toys shaped like ducks.
We have 27 cartons of I Rub My Ducky waterproof personal massager. It is very popular for us.
The company found that it was selling sexual health products in higher volumes than traditional drugstores. So in February, it added a new website called sexualwellbeing.com. Not only are these products selling well, but they have high profit margins. Perhaps the biggest problem for these internet companies now is one of perception. Investors who lost money in the internet bust are not ready to believe in them again. Peter Fader is a marketing professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
In the long run, it's going to be a very nice place to be. But there's still this baggage from the late 90s. Slowly but surely, it will wear off.
Companies that can hold on long enough will eventually get rewarded, Fader says. Just don't expect too much from them too soon. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.